Bartender? Hey, can I just get another of these cucumber mint martinis? Yeah. Oh, perfect. Nah, just keep my tap open. Yeah. Excuse me? What? Oh, yeah, they're really good. If you've never had one, I definitely suggest that you try them. They're phenomenal. I've never had such a good martini anywhere else, especially the cucumber ones. That's always my go-to for some reason. And here, they are just so smooth. They hit, oh, perfectly. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really picture you as a martini guy, even though I've only seen you and talked to you for about 5 seconds. I don't generally imagine big burly dudes who like to drink martinis. Yeah. Oh, you have a sensitive side. Okay. I've heard that before, and I'm afraid that it's not true. What are you drinking now? You see, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I definitely would have pictured you having a double. That's, yes. And bourbon? Absolutely. That is what I would definitely have guessed is your go-to drink. Well, I mean, you come in here dressed like that. Yeah. Ain't nobody really comes to a bar dressed in a three-piece suit with a fucking Rolex on their wrist. So I definitely would picture you as more of a traditional kind of smoky guy. I'm surprised you don't have a cigar in your hand either. Ah, that's because you have one in your pocket. Out of all of the cliche things that I've ever seen about bars. I mean, this is really gotta be it. A very attractive middle-aged man with a three-piece suit pulling a cigar out of the inside pocket of his jacket. Oh my God, my night is just straight out of an episode of The Twilight Zone, apparently. What? Oh, no. I'm not here with anyone. I was supposed to be, but he just didn't show up. Which is exactly why I feel like I'm in an episode of The Twilight Zone, because that has never ever happened to me in my entire life. So it's kind of an ego kicker and very, very bizarre. I don't really even know what to take of that. I don't know what to think, and I certainly don't know how to feel. So I'm just drowning it all out in liquor. Thank you. Yeah, this is definitely one of the absolute best drinks I've ever had. And I'm not saying that because this is my fourth one, okay? Just saying. Yeah, I have ridiculously high alcohol tolerance. I mean, I went to college upstate, so I did a lot of drinking in my day. Yeah. And I'm also like 6 feet tall, so there's that. And I'm not exactly thin either, so I can definitely handle my liquor. No, I do not want to enter into a drinking contest with you. I feel like I would absolutely sorely lose that drinking contest. I mean, usually on a regular day, I would take anybody because I'm pretty sure I can drink most people under the table. But I mean, you are probably twice my size, which is saying something. And then that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that is a bad thing. It's just, I mean, it's hard to find anybody who's twice my size, and you could definitely probably hold twice as much liquor as I can. So I'm not a betting woman, and I definitely would not bet on me to win that one. Val, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, it seems kind of formal shaking hands at a bar and all when we're about to get absolutely shwasted. But it's definitely a pleasure to meet you. Oh, and your wife. Okay. I am so sorry. Ma'am, I did not know that your husband was married. I never ever would have flirted with him had I known that he was married, and I definitely would have never done that in front of anyone. I'm so sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. I've just never met a woman that's so confident that she's okay with other people flirting with her husband. But I can definitely see why, because you are absolutely gorgeous. So you don't have anything to worry about. Oh, please. Oh, no. As if. Oh, absolutely not. Seeing what you look like. Yeah, I definitely am not considered competition for your husband. Yeah, there's no way in a million years you're the hottest woman I've ever seen. No, absolutely not. No, thank you. It's one of my favorite dresses, and I wore it for a very special date today. But, well, that didn't happen. So, I mean, well, at least I'm dressed up nice and at a bar having a good time meeting some pretty cool people. Yeah. Oh, I love yours. I know. It's such a good color. It looks good on everybody. Yeah. Well, I mean, you would look good in anything or nothing, but it is a very flattering color. Yeah. Emerald is just so nice. It brings out all the colors in everyone's eyes, and it doesn't matter if you're a brunette like me or a blonde like you, it always looks so good. Oh my gosh. Well, that's a little bit of a personal question, but I'll definitely answer it just for you because you were asking. No, actually, I do not have a matching set of bra and panties under this matching my dress. I'm actually not wearing anything at all under this dress. Oh, that means we have something else in common. Oh my gosh. I absolutely love you. You are so fantastic. Where have you been all my life? Oh, yeah, married to this guy. Yeah. Now, I mean, obviously, I'm not wearing anything under. I was very, very looking forward to this date, and well, I guess my date just got cold feet at the last minute, or died, or is fucking somebody else right now. I don't know, but either way, I will not be calling him back tomorrow morning, that's for sure. And I guess a good full body wax and full body moisturizing and exfoliating and a complete pampering never goes to waste, really. Even if nobody else is gonna see what I look like under here, well, at least I get to go home at the end of the night and look at myself under here. And that to me is still a win. Am I right? Yeah, cheers to that. So I'm guessing you two are here on a date night? I like that. Yeah, I actually like that a lot. to keep things alive, right? Keep the romance alive. How long have you been married? Oh, shit. 15 years. Oh my gosh, that's a long time. I am sure you do. I am sure you both do everything you can to keep it interesting. I don't doubt it. Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely not, no. No. I couldn't join you two in your date night. That's terrible. I would be intruding, and I mean, it would just be rude of me, really, to get in between whatever you two are doing. Oh, that's not what you meant. You didn't mean join you in your date night. You meant join you? Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry if I gave you the wrong idea. You are beautiful. Oh my God, you are stunning. You are a gorgeous woman. And you are hot as fuck. But I don't do that kind of stuff. I am a little bit questionable in my morals sometimes, but I do not do that. I just two people, a couple, no. That is beyond the line that I am willing to cross. I'm sorry if that's what you guys do, but that is some weird shit. And I do not do that kind of stuff. I don't know what kind of fucking weird kinky shit you guys are into, but I do not. No, oh, no. I'm sorry. I like to have sex in missionary and sometimes in doggy style, like with a condom on and, like, you know, precautions. I don't have sex with people I don't know either. I mean, I have this 5-date rule actually, that you have to go on 5 dates with me for me to actually, like, you know, put out eventually. And I don't even know you guys, and I'm not even dating you. And no offense, again, you are so beautiful. You are a specimen of a woman, but I cannot, I'm sorry. There's no way. I do not like women like that. I can appreciate you aesthetically, as a woman. I don't like to bring down women, but I cannot. Oh my gosh, I could never have sex with a woman, and I could not have sex with a couple. And this, especially knowing you're married, there's so many levels to this that I am not comfortable with. So, I'm so sorry if I'm being rude, but I absolutely not. No one has ever come at me like that. It's just, no way. Bartender, can I close out my tab? I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. Yeah. Val. Yeah. I'm sorry. You guys... Okay, I'm sorry, that was really awkward, but you don't seem like you're upset by that. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sure it isn't the first time that somebody says no. Huh, okay, that's fair. I'm sorry, I freaked out. I've never been in a situation like that before, and I don't even know how to react. So it just made me really uncomfortable, and I don't really know how to say no sometimes. So it was just kind of weird. Okay. Sure. Okay. I don't really think that's okay. Fine. You can buy me my last drink just to make it up to me. That's fine. Yeah, I guess I'm just gonna have to chug this one. Yeah, that one's a little zesty. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Let me just cash out with her, and then I'll take that drink. Okay. Cash tip. Okay. Oh, would you look at that? She already brought it back. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah, I guess, this is, cheers to you guys finding somebody else tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, shit. I dropped all my cards on the floor. Fuck. I'm gonna... Oh, you don't have to help me get it. Don't worry. I can... Yeah. I can get them. Oh. Thank you. Thank you for picking them up anyway. You didn't have to do that. I mean, you probably flashed half of the guys behind you and they enjoyed it, so... Well, it wasn't all terrible, was it? Okay, thanks. I'm just gonna put that back into my little purse here. Okay. Okay, yeah. I mean, I should probably call an Uber, or a Lyft, so, yeah, you know what, that's actually probably a good idea. I should just call it now before I finish my drink, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's one of the great things about living in a metropolis. Fuck. There's about 9 million of these anywhere at a given time, so it's really easy to get one. Okay. Well, it looks like my ride is 5 minutes away, so I'm gonna have to chug this one real quick. And thank you. Thank you for not... being weird about me not wanting to do that. And thank you for the drink. It's a definitely very good apology for, you know, offering. I only wish that my date that's not here would have had the same thought and bought me all my rounds of drinks. Oh boy. Well, at least I can say I made a couple of new friends that I'm never going to see again, but that's okay. We'll all go on our ways and hopefully be better for all of us, right? Yeah. Yeah, I really should be, I should probably go and, get going for my Uber. It's, really close by, I think, now, probably. I don't even know. Whew, that last one was really strong, and I'm definitely starting to feel in the four before it. It's really just kind of fucking with me, I think. I I'm not feeling so good. I'm gonna try to get up and... Oh! Yeah. I did not expect to be that unsteady on my feet and fall back on the stool. Yeah, I would like that if you could just help me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still holding on to you. I don't feel so good. Yeah, I don't know if getting back up is a good idea. Oh, you're very strong. Oh, yeah, both of you are very strong. Help me in my Uber. By the time there, I just want to go home. Thank you. Honestly, I'm tied to the bed? Naked? Oh, fuck. What's wrong with you people? How did I get here? What the fuck is going on here? What do you mean? I'm bound to the bed. Fuck, no matter how much I try to pull on these, I can't get out. Can somebody tell me what the fuck is going on here? What? No. I did not. I said no. What the fuck do you mean? I said no, but you could tell I wanted it. No, you people are fucking crazy. I did not want to be here. I do not want to fuck both of you or either of you. I please let me go. Please let me go. I promise I will not tell anyone. I don't know who the fuck you are, so I will not tell anyone. I will not tell the police. I just, please just let me go. This is so fucking weird. Please just let me go. Of course I'm trying to get out of these stupid restraints. I don't want to be here. Stop. Let me go. Please. Let me go. No. Please. What are you going to do to me? I really... Oh my god. I don't want to be here. How the fuck? How did you even get me here? I was having a drink and I was ordering an Uber and I can't fucking remember what happened. You fucking drugged me? Seriously? Are there not like a million fucking weirdo swinger people like you that are out there and want to do this? You had to pick the one person who didn't want to? Stop, please. Get away from me, please. Get away from me. Don't touch me. No. Yes, it's hurting. Every time I pull on the restraints, it hurts, but I want to leave. Please, let me go. Please, just let me go. No, I don't know what weird shit you and your wife are gonna make me do. No, please. I already said no. Please don't make me do anything. I don't wanna do anything. Please. No. Stop trying to make me. Ow! 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 Stop! Slapping my face, that hurts, please. Okay. I'll open my eyes and I'll look at you. Please, just don't slap my face again. It really hurts. And I can't even bring my hand down to make it better and rub it, so please. Okay, I'll be quiet and I'll look at you. No. Yes, I understand. I understand, but please don't hurt me like that again. I know you guys are gonna hurt me, but please. If I'm good and I cooperate, you won't hurt me? Why am I tied up? I wouldn't be tied up if you weren't gonna hurt me. Please don't. Oh, please. No, I wasn't looking for it. I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it just because I was talking to you two and just because I showed up to a bar not wearing any panties. That's so fucked up. No, please. Please. No, I... Oh. Yeah. close to me like that. That's disgusting. You licked the blood off my lip and then you bit it and it hurt. Oh, please. I don't want to kiss you. Please. No. No, I'm not enjoying your husband kissing me. I don't want to have sex with you or him or be here right now. Well, I did think he was attractive, and I did want to do it before because he's good looking, but I don't want it. I don't, please, no. So scary. Please, 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 you two, please just let me go. Listen, I promise. I promise I won't tell anyone. Please, just let me go. No. No. Oh, it's my hair. Oh, you're pulling it tight. Please stop. Please, please, please. No, I'm not going to admit that I want your husband to do anything because I don't. Please, like, move my hair, please. No, I'm also not going to admit that because I don't like you like that. I'm not gay. Stop. Please, it hurts. No. Why are you guys so focused on this? Why are you obsessed with this? Please find somebody who wants to do it. It's got to be much more fun when they're excited about it and not crying and bleeding. And just please. No. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, I guess you're not going to let me go anytime soon, but just... Just make it quick and do whatever you have to do. I don't want to do this. No. Why are you unbuckling your belt? Oh, no. Why are you bringing your cock so close to my face, please? Oh my gosh. No, I'm not gonna move my head towards it. No, I... Okay. Yes. Okay. You want me to put it in my mouth, okay? Please, please, please. I don't even like sucking dick. What do you mean I'm about to like it? You're not gonna make me like it. I hate it. Okay. Yes. Okay, I understand. From now on, I call you sir, and I call her miss. Okay. Yes, sir. Please don't slap me again. It hurts. Can't open my mouth more. Oh. Push my head down onto his cock like that. I was choking on it and I couldn't breathe, and he kept thrusting it to my mouth, and you kept pushing my head down onto his cock. Please, miss, stop. Please, stop pushing my head down onto his cock. Your dick is dripping spit all over my face. I can't fit both of them in my mouth. My cock is dripping my face. No, your cock is slapping my face as I suck your balls. It's very uncomfortable for him. No, no, I'm not getting used to that. Nobody can get used to that. That's abuse. That's rape. You're raping my mouth. It's disgusting. Miss, please. Please, miss. I'm sure you do this better than I can. I'm sure you please him better than I can. Please make him stop. Oh, well. My face all fucked up, and now my makeup's all fucked up, and now I look all fucked up. This whole thing is fucked up. Yes, sir. No, sir. No, miss, I did not enjoy that at all. It was brutal. It was terrible. I did not enjoy that. No. What do you mean? What do you mean, why are my nipples hard? It's fucking cold in here and I'm not wearing any clothes. Sir, why did you just slap my tit? Ow! Please, don't do that again. Please, it hurt. What do you mean, how? What do you mean I have to answer you right? I don't know what you... Oh! I don't know what you mean. Tell you the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth. I promise, sir. I promise. I promise. I don't like this. Please. I promise. I'm just cold and I... Don't. Please. Don't. Please stop. Please, that hurts so bad. Please. No one's ever done that to me. Nobody has ever abused me like that. Please, stop. I know my tits are bright red, and I know they're turning blue in some spots, but please. No, I don't. It's not... No, not at all. Miss, please. Please don't. Please don't put your hand down there, Miss. Please don't. No. I don't know, sir. I don't know. I can't answer that question. Why? Because I don't know. Oh, I don't know why. My pussy sounds like that. When your wife touches it and strokes it. No. No. Please. I'm not a bad girl. I'm not a bad girl, sir. I don't like this. I'm not a nasty slut. No. No. Please. Don't tell her to put a finger in there. Please don't. No. I don't know. I don't know. It's not what I want. I don't know why I'm responding like this. Oh my god, to a woman nonetheless. I guess you don't know what you're doing. Sir, please. Please tell her to stop. Please. Please tell her to stop rubbing my clit and fingering me like that. Please. Oh my god, please. No, I'm gonna go. Please stop. Please stop. Myself, please. No, it's embarrassing. I didn't even want to do that. Not on her fingers. I don't want to taste it. It's disgusting. It's so disgusting. Please stop. That's this. Yes, Beth. Thank you. It was very good. Please don't make me say that again. No, please, please, please don't make me say that again. I can't. Yes, sir. Okay. I guess I can take your cock now. Okay. How's she gonna move out of the way? Okay. Why is she coming up here? What? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to eat her out while you fuck me. No. Yes. Yes, sir. She's gonna sit on my face. Yes, sir. Yes. I need to be a good girl. I need her cut while she sits on my face. Will you fuck me? Yes, sir. Yes. I'll open my mouth, Smith. Oh, my God. cancer. I'm waking it all up. I'm making sure to clean her up. Oh my god. How are you going, miss? Oh, you're gonna clean me up. Hi. Oh my god. Oh, it really, I'm waking up. Oh my god, and the stars come too. Feel the dirtiest I've ever felt in my life. I didn't even know I could do that. I didn't even know that my body could do that. Well, I didn't even know I wasn't a woman like that either. Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, I definitely feel really violated, but I'm mostly very confused because I don't understand what just happened. I guess, it's still kind of hard to move my legs. Thank you, sir, for undoing the restraints on my ankles. And thank you, miss, for undoing the restraints on my wrists with your tits in my face, too. Okay, so both of you are getting on each side of me. It's a little weird, but I definitely like this sandwich. Okay, you want me to turn facing you? Yes, miss. I'm gonna have my back to Sir's chest. I gotta say, I was really skeptical at first, and I was really scared, but, and I'm just very confused, and very, very confused. That feels nice. That feels nicer, having your arms wrapped around me, and miss having your hands all over me, and your fingers running through my hair. That feels nice. I didn't expect it, but I kind of would like some soft kisses from you. Actually, would you mind if I just sleep here between both of you? And between both of your embraces? Yeah. Definitely a bizarre turn of events, but I'm really glad it got stood up. Fuck.